I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeed. This is your chance to ask any kind of a car care question that's on your mind. If you're having trouble with your car, your truck, your van, and you want to check in with ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan has helped us out for so many years here on CCO. So before you bring in your vehicle for service, you might want to know what the heck is ailing. So call Dan or text Dan, 651-461-9226. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Denny Long. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. And I hope you you are, too, and all of your crew there, you and Nick and the gang at Lloyd's Automotive. A busy week, I presume, people getting their stuff done for fall and winter, I would assume, starting.
Isn't it sad that we're talking about that? But, yes, you're right. It is, you know, the kids are going back to school, and they're getting the cars tuned up and ready to go for the season. Some of the kids are... Like I said last week, some of the college kids are leaving town, which is kind of an anxious moment for parents and grandparents, but it's true. That's the way it's going. So, you know, if we're going to send our kids across the country, we need to give them the best tools we can so that they'll be successful. And one of those is that they don't have car trouble across the country.
And the best way, of course, is to bring it into a trusted place where you have your vehicles serviced. But if somebody just, maybe it's an emergency, maybe they have to get going and there's no, you know, time initially, what basic stuff can we look at? I mean, certainly we can check the oil. I don't know how many people check oil these days, but that's one thing they should do. Right.
Well, you know, certainly check oil and all the fluids, the coolant, the window solvent, the, you know, the fluids that you can get to, the brake fluid, those sorts of things. And then certainly the pressure in the tires, including the spare. Be sure that you check the spare and be sure that that's ready to go. Make sure you know where the jack is and all of the things to change a spare tire, which I don't know, Denny, if many of us know that.
No, that's a good point. We've talked about it before. Not all vehicles these days even have a spare. Is that true?
Oh, that's true, and you should know that, too, on your vehicle. If you don't even have a spare, you better know that and be prepared for that situation. But but no, not many people can change a spare or would choose to change a spare tire anymore. Things have gotten probably a little more difficult, but I can still do it, and you probably can too, Denny.
It's been a while, but I think I could probably do it. But and I know when you have people coming to Lloyd's, you check stuff as let's just say it was an oil change. You get that done. But I noticed in all the years visiting with you folks that you check the signal and the brake lights as well, the headlights, all of that.
Yeah, wiper blades and all those sorts of things. You know, we pretty much on every oil change, we do a maintenance inspection. And if you're bringing your car in for service to have it sent across the country with one of your kids or grandkids, make sure you tell the shop what your plan is, that you're going to do that, because, you know, by nature we look a little closer in a situation like that. And but you're right, we check all the fluids, we check the brakes, we check the tire wear, things like that. We check all the steering components and suspension components, and, you know, pretty much look for fluid leaks. We pretty much give it a good look over and be sure that it's safe to go, because, you know, when you're in for an oil change, there's a really good chance I'm not going to see you again for several months until you're due for an oil change again. And I need to be sure that you're going to make it back for your next service.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. Dan's going to be with us till, well, just about another 30 minutes or so. Call Dan or text Dan, same number, 651-461-9226. Speaking of numbers, let's grab a phone call before we take a break. I think Tommy's calling in from Minneapolis this morning. Tommy, what is your question for Dan?
Good morning. I have a 2003 Toyota Sienna with 196,000 miles. And I would, well, it even has a factory installed VHS video, 96,000 miles. And I would, well, it even has a factory installed VHS video player. But I want to have a tune-up. What does that entail? Air filters, et cetera? Could you fill me in?
Yeah, you know, with that amount of mileage, I'm sure that there's a maintenance schedule that will go to that amount of mileage, or, you know, you go back to zero and go to the 100,000 mile service would be similar to what you should be doing again now. And on an 03 Sienna, I'm not sure if that has a timing belt or not. If it does, it's probably due to replace the timing belt. It's probably due to replace the spark plugs and filters and all those sorts of things on the same schedule or upon inspection. The air filter, the cabin filter, the fuel filter, if it has one. A lot of cars nowadays don't have a serviceable fuel filter. But just all the tune-up related stuff, like in the old days, that you can think of, is what you would do on that vehicle now. We would inspect all the fluids and recommend changing any fluids that are appropriate. But you know, at almost 200,000 miles, that vehicle has served you well, and obviously you still like it and think that it's reliable because you're going to be willing to invest some money in it. And I think that's a good idea. The value of used cars is crazy, actually, but it's there. And so used cars are way worth taking care of.
Boy, that is for sure these days. Yes, indeed. Tommy, thanks for the call. We're going to take a break, Dan, and that's the way it works here. If you have any kind of a car care question, now's your chance. Call or text, whichever is easier, 651-461-9226. This is CCU's Car Care Show on News Talk 830. This another good Saturday morning to you, the 20th day of August. Denny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, helping you out this morning. Any kind of a car care question, call us or text us while Dan's with us till just about 7:45. 651-461-9226. Dan, where can we find that great crew, you and Nick and all the guys there at Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, you can find us at 982 Grand Avenue, Denny, which is right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul. You can also find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Unless you've added more, you actually have a couple of Nicks there, don't you?
I have a couple of, let me think. Sometimes we have the young cleaning guys are Nicks too. There has been other Nicks too, but yes, there's at least two.
At least two that we know of. All right. Our number again, 651-461-9226. Don't wait if you have any kind of a car care question. You don't have to be a motorhead to join in. I know we have mechanics that listen to the show every week, but you don't have to be one. Just call or text your question before Dan takes his leave. Text here, Dan. Let's see. Where did I leave it now? 2015 Silverado, went to start the truck yesterday. Nothing happened when I turned the key. No clicks or anything. Would not start with the key fob either. Finally shifted out of park to neutral and back to park, and then it started. Is this a park position sensor? Might it be?
You know, it probably is. I would suggest that it probably is the sensor that's going bad, but I probably would give it another experience before I condemned the sensor. Certainly, if you bring it in and have it checked, they're going to just have to go on your story. They're not going to be, because if we check it today, it's working. It's going to check fine. But I doubt if there's an adjustment on that. It's probably, you know, not adjustable. So it's probably not that. But sometimes the shifter itself is the problem. In other words, it feels like it's in park, and the key, well, you know, you can turn it off and all that. It works like it's in park, but then when you go to restart it, the contacts aren't quite pushed far enough to allow it to start. And it sounds like that's going on, but the switch is your most likely culprit, but the shifter itself can be the problem. So when it happens again, if it ever happens again, rather than shifting it to neutral, simply push it farther into park, manually push it into park further and see if that makes a difference. And that will be good information for your shop when you actually bring it in for a repair.
Yeah, interesting. Again, 651-461-9226. Texter wants to know, do tire pressure sensors go bad often, and how do you fix when they do?
You know, they do not go bad often. I think they're remarkably reliable, considering that, you know, the little sensor is powered by a battery in it, and so they last, you know, a really long time for what they do, considering they're out in the heat and in the cold, and as we know, that certainly affects battery life, but they do not need to be replaced real often. I mean, certainly we do them a lot because there's so many on the road, but the process to replace one is, first of all, to diagnose it. We have a scan tool that we can go around to each tire and test the sensor, read the sensor, get information. It'll tell us things like, you know, the frequency, the service code for it, it'll tell us the tire pressure, it'll tell us the condition of the battery, all those sorts of things. And if we check one that either that won't read at all, or the battery reads low, then we'll replace it. The old one comes out. We copy with a machine. We copy your old one and then clone it to a new one. We take it out, get all the information off your old sensor if we can still read it. If we can't, we read it by scanning it. If we can't still read it, then we have to manually input all that data and reprogram the new sensor and put the tire back together and get you back on the road.
I was thinking that some vehicles, I think I'm thinking about my wife's truck, doesn't have specifics. Now, my car says the poundage, the PSI, in each tire. But some vehicles don't. They just, you know, if there's a low tire, they'll, you know, the light goes on or whatever. How accurate would you think are these sensors as a rule?
I think they're pretty accurate. Okay. Yeah, I think they're pretty trustworthy. You know, Denny, there's quite a few cars on the road now that actually use the anti-lock brake sensor. And the way they know that a tire is low, which I think is a little bit remarkable, is they, you know, a low tire will turn faster going down the road than the other three tires. And if it senses that that's happening, it'll turn on your tire light to tell you to go check the tire, because they know that the diameter of that tire is smaller because it's low on air. So that's how they measure it. And that again, works remarkably well. They're pretty accurate. So
it's
a very, very impressive system.
And I love it. All right. Let's take this break for weather. We're going to have a look at that forecast, and then when we come back, we'll have a few minutes remaining in the show. So if you have any kind of a car care question, as I said earlier, if you need to bring your vehicle in for some service at your favorite shop or your favorite dealer, and you want to know what might be in store for you, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO, stay with us. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to the remaining minutes of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long on this end with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive helping us out as usual on this Saturday morning. Dan, with a few minutes remaining, we have some text messages. Let's see how many folks we can help out here. This one comes from Janet. Janet says, when braking from 55 to 60 miles an hour, there's a moderate shimmy in the front end. What could be the problem? Thank you.
Well, the problem could be, and most likely, is that your brake rotors have gotten warped, and when you apply them at a high speed like that, you're feeling the the fact that they're not flat anymore. The repair is most likely to replace those brake rotors, and at the same time, they'll probably replace the brake pads also. Actually, it's a very common problem, and we deal with it all the time, and it's a relatively simple repair, which means you're going to get a front brake job.
Okay. Question via text says, can Lloyd's Automotive program a body control module for my 2012 Cadillac CTS? First of all, what is that?
The body control module controls, you know, all the body related stuff like the wipers and lights and all sorts of things like that. It's just another computer, one of many computers on a car nowadays. And yes, Lloyd's Automotive can reprogram that. It's manufacturer over the years has made that information available to the aftermarket, and so we can get the download. It actually comes right from General Motors and runs through our computer and gets programmed into your car.
Okay, good. Thank you for that text. By the way, again, just a number to keep in mind for getting in touch with CCO via text or phone, 651-461-9226. Another text says this. I think we had something similar. If just one front strut needs to be replaced on a Camry, should a wheel alignment be done?
It should be, and not very often do we put just one strut in either. Usually we replace them as in pairs, but yes, for sure, if the pretty much any steering or suspension work is done on your vehicle, the alignment will need to be redone on it.
Okay, let's see. Here's another one. 2012 Lincoln MKZ, 50,000 miles on it. This has happened twice. When I try to change the radio, try to shut it off, nothing happens. The air conditioner, this kind of runs on here, doesn't work either. I just have to wait until it's ready to shut off. What kind of an electrical problem was this? The backup camera has been acting up with hazy different colors, too.
Well, back to a previous question. It sounds like they're discussing a problem with their body control module. And all of those things are related in that module. So the first thing we would do if you brought that vehicle in for service is we would scan the body control module and see if there's any trouble codes stored in there. And that would give us some information to go on. For example, you know, if it's got a power supply problem or a sensor problem, or, you know, if in its process of doing a self-test, if something in the vehicle fails that self-test, it will store a code and give us that information, and from there we'll make a decision. But because of the way you're describing it, I wonder if you don't have a problem in the computer itself, if the module itself isn't going bad.
Hmm. Interesting. Another tire sensor question. Is it possible to eliminate the use of tire sensors without setting off the check engine light?
Well, it's not the check engine light. It's the tire light
right. That
comes on. And no, it's a safety thing that's built into the car, and the manufacturer doesn't give you access to disable the light. Certainly, if the light's on, the car is still safe to drive if you know that the tire pressure is okay. Years ago, vehicles didn't have tire pressure sensors, and we seemed to do just fine with that. I think we would still do just fine. But yeah, if you can ignore the light, you can ignore the system and not deal with the expense of repairing it.
Okay. I think we have time for one more before we have to let you go, Dan. When your car reaches the certain mileage and the manual recommends maintenance work, do you automatically get it done, or what if everything is working okay?
Well, the maintenance work that it recommends are oftentimes just inspections, and if it passes the inspection, you don't do anything. That's just fine. If it recommends changing fluids or filters or something like that, same thing. If the filter's been changed previously, you know, not on the maintenance, then we would pass that by and not replace it yet. But pretty much, I think if you stick with the maintenance schedule, stay on the schedule, do what it says when it tells you to do it, you're taking a pretty good approach to vehicle maintenance, and that's how your vehicle is going to serve you the best. And I think that's also how you're going to have the fewest number of breakdowns with your car. So I'm a big fan of the maintenance schedules, and I think you should do what they say.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dan, it's always fun. Great information as usual. If folks need to get some help from Lloyd's, how do we find you guys?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Let's do this again next week, Dan, if you have the time.
Sounds good.
Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat, and then get those lawn and garden questions ready in the 8 o'clock hour. Master Gardener Teresa Rooney will be answering those here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.